Did you ever notice that people are much better at talking than walking, at saying than doing? Much of what we talk about is a better game than we actually live. Okay? Example. Someone says, hey, we're gonna get together for lunch, okay? Yeah, I'd like that. Boy, that's great. I haven't seen you for a while, but I'll check in with you. We'll get together for lunch. All right, just give me a call sometime. Now that's a talk. The walk, the lunch, doesn't happen. Generally. It's easier to talk a good game than to walk a good game. Everybody knows that. Yes, I know, honey, I'll be late. I'll call you next. I will call you. I know I didn't call you this time, but I'll call you next time. I will. From now on, I'm calling. Well, you hope. But there is an area that I've noticed that it is easier to walk than to talk. This is odd. This is unusual. That is in the area of saying, I'm sorry. Or, if you're a beaten down person, I'm sorry. Why is it easier for many people to do an I'm sorry than to say an I'm sorry? Now, what are you talking about, Ray? Here's what I mean. When somebody's done something, you know, let's say your spouse has hurt you in some way. They realize they did. They realize they were out of line. So what happens? Well, once their emotions fade a little bit, and they are on more level emotional ground, they act nicer. They're just nicer. They're more pleasant. They're more thoughtful. Maybe they do little things to act I'm sorry. To say I'm sorry doesn't happen. Acting I'm sorry. One time I went to the florist's to get my wife some flowers. Yeah, this is the kind of husband I am. I did it, the last time I did it was 1981. Somewhere in there, anyway. Okay, may not have been early. It might have been mid-80s. The clerk there, the girl, young girl, said, what did you do? Huh? What did you do? What do you mean? Well, pretty much every guy that comes in here to get his girlfriend or his wife flowers did something wrong, and this is his way of saying, I'm sorry. And I looked at her and I said, oh, young lady. I said, that may be the case for the average Joe out there. But my wife is well aware of my sensitivity and my kindness and my nurturance, and she will accept these without any note of suspicion whatsoever. And you're lucky, young lady, that I'm not offended. But, okay. So I went home that day. Like a little boy. Had the flowers behind my back. And he said, honey, I have something for you. Here! And I held them out. And she said, is there something I should know, Ray? And I said, did you ever work in a flower shop? It is easier to act I'm sorry for many people than to say I'm sorry. Why is this? Acting I'm sorry is safer, isn't it? Saying I'm sorry puts you right out there. You're vulnerable. What if it gets thrown back in your face, huh? Well, if you're really sorry, you'd change your behavior. I'm sorry doesn't make everything right, you know. Hey, you want to hear that the next time you talk to the priest in the confessional? He says, hey, quit saying I'm sorry. I know who you are. You've been coming in here for 22 years saying the same sins all the time. Why don't you change your behavior here? Quit saying I'm sorry. Would you like to hear that one? Some people don't want to say I'm sorry because it implies I'm completely and totally a wretch. I'm 100% wrong and you're 100% right. That's not what it implies at all. It just implies that I'm sorry for what I did in that circumstance, in that context, even though what I did was only 1.23% of the problem. The other 98.77 is yours. It's nice to act I'm sorry But maybe if you can throw like a verbal I'm sorry on top of it, it could really help. Somebody said to me the other night after a talk that his father used to tell him in marriage that maybe I'm sorry are more important words than I love you. That's not a bad thought, and I wouldn't totally dispute that one.